You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with entrepreneur and philanthropist Alina Raiselman. Alina is founder of luxury lifestyle management company Elite Club Limited and also works to promote her knowledge of healthy eating habits and wellness through her wellness project, Eat Well Company. Alina, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Hello, Eric, and thank you very much for having me.
You're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure as well. So tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're currently working on, any projects that you're taking care of at the moment.
Oh, sure. I would love to. Well, as you mentioned, I run two projects that are my complete passions. One of them is all about travel and lifestyle called Elite Club. So we don't only offer clients exciting opportunities to find the best hotel deals, to fly to new exciting destinations. We also offer online information services where we try to find amazing content. We try to rank hotels, sports cars, new shopping destinations. So we try to provide kind of a very complex, different services to clients. My other passion, as you mentioned as well, it's Well Co. It's online magazine for foodies. We don't only write about healthy habits and what's new in the food world. We also write about international cuisines and how food unites people. So hopefully everybody finds something new and interesting on both of those websites. But as you also asked, what other projects I'm working on?
Yes. What other projects are you working on?
I like sometimes to call myself a creative force. So I'm absolutely crazy about everything creative. So I just recently finished my first movie. It's a documentary. It's about modern women. And it's about how women, are accepted in this society, what issues and challenges we face every day. The movie takes place in Moscow, Russia. What I try to highlight in the movie, the issues that my characters and people face in the movie, those issues, I actually, the things that women face around the world. So hopefully it's going to be out soon. I do plan to do screenings in the United States, and hopefully we will be accepted to participate in some of the film festivals as well.
So I understand the movie takes place in Moscow. What is your connection with Moscow?
Well, I'm actually Russian by the background. But I'm quite an international person. I've lived in the States. I went to college in the States. I've also worked pretty much all over Europe. I've spent quite a bit of time in the UK. Also, I worked for one of the Dutch companies. My husband is American, but we are currently living between London and Moscow, so I'm still spending quite a bit of time in Russia. And that's why it was a bit easier for me to film a movie somewhere where I'm spending a lot of time. So that's why, the movie takes place in Moscow.
How interesting. Looks like a must-see for sure. What is the underlying message of this documentary?
Well, the underlying message is that, I really want to celebrate women at all ages, at all aspects of their lives. In my movie, we're facing on three different characters that come from different levels of society. We're talking to a businesswoman, we're talking to a model, a very successful model, who actually, you know, doesn't have to really work or do anything because she's so beautiful that she uses man. And we're also talking to a single mother who is, you know, really struggling to get any jobs, to do anything because, you know, she has a lot of financial limitations and issues. So we are kind of trying to investigate the characters, the social challenges each one of the women faces, and try to kind of motivate women who are going to be watching this movie, motivate them to be the best they can be.
Today we're joined by entrepreneur and philanthropist Delina Raiselman, the founder of Luxury Lifestyle Management Company, Elite Club Limited, and also works to promote her knowledge of healthy eating habits and wellness through her wellness project, Eat Well Co., here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Elina, when will the documentary be available within the United States?
I am planning to do a screening of the movie in L.A. Sometime in the beginning of March. So I'm speaking right now with a few distributors and networks. Hopefully somebody will be interested to pick it up. But we definitely make it available on iTunes and Netflix to purchase. I'm also thinking that probably some kind of cut of this documentary will be available on YouTube as well. It will be two different versions. Well, they're not different. There's just one will be for kind of a Russian-speaking audience. It will be in Russian. And we also have an English version with the English narration. And it partially will be some of the interviews will be in English. Some will be with subtitles. But most of the movie will be in English. So the Russian version, as we're speaking, I'm planning to put on YouTube, and the English one, you know, we'll see what happens with the networks and distribution.
Exciting times, without a question. It seems like every day is certainly an adventure and an exciting one for you. How about telling our folks where they can get more information about the documentary?
Oh, absolutely. I have a self-titled website, you know, alinaraiselman.com. That website is pretty much a destination for anybody who likes traveling, who likes creative things. You can find all the information about myself, about my projects, about my business style blog, where I try to empower women but also men to dress elegantly. And there's also plenty of information about my entertainment business. I do have quite a few projects in the pipeline, and I'm very happy that one of them has been already done. That's my documentary that is called A Girl and the City.
And if you haven't been to the site already, folks, I highly recommend it. If you would, because of your knowledge with healthy eating habits, what is one tip in that regard that you can leave with our folks that they could put into action today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
Well, it all starts, I think, with knowledge and self-discipline. If you do know why you should be eating healthy, you would definitely start eating healthy. You know, there is so much information right now available on the web, in the books. There is so much concern, especially in the United States, and other developed countries about obesity and what kind of disease it causes. I mean, just in the States alone, you have so many documentaries available, great documentaries on eating healthy. One of the recent ones I just watched called Forks Over Knives, where, you know, the author explains it's actually easier to choose what you eat than later to go under the knife of a doctor. So my advice is just get out there, learn as much as possible why you should be eating healthy, and then it will be very easy to pick up the pattern, the meal plan, and change your habits.
Well, well said. Elina, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on EPN.
It's a pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You're more than welcome. The pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with entrepreneur and philanthropist Delina Raiselman, the founder of Luxury Lifestyle Management Company, Elite Club Limited, and also works to promote her knowledge of healthy eating habits and wellness through her wellness project, Eat Well Co. And the website, once again, For information is AlinaRaiselman.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.